doesn't really surprise me. The tendency over the past few years has constantly been sort of period of economic struggle. It's always felt like you fight the tide, really. So no, it doesn't entirely surprise me. I know that at the weekend some of the figures were suggesting that we might just avoid a double dip recession this time, but you know, it was always on the cards, I think.
So have you noticed a significant effect with your business?
Yes, we have. The thing with the record industry is it's got a lot of problems of its own. Obviously, the downloading issue has been a huge issue in recent years, and online sales, which means two things, really. One thing, in one respect, we're hit that a little bit harder. In another respect, we get away with it just a little bit because we're so used to battling against these sort of problems. So it's made us maybe a little bit more resilient than some other businesses. Plus also, going and buy a record or a CD is a relatively cheap form of entertainment, whereas if you're short of money, you're probably less likely to spend money on, you know, a high price item.
Yeah, is there anything that you're doing, you know, to combat it at all? Anything you're doing special? Or
at the weekend we had Record Store Day, which is an international day for record shops to really celebrate their culture and what they do. Record companies released about 400 records specifically for that day, and we had queues of 200 people by the time we opened, and the queues didn't really die down all day. And that's something that's an initiative put together by independent record shops around the world, and it's proving incredibly successful.